Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're going to be talking to a former provider who developed a number of technology tools to help his business succeed that he's now sharing with other HME providers. And then we're going to be talking to the technology and products and services team manager as well. Okay, so who am I talking about? Well, none other than Bill Paul, the CEO of Atlas Technology. And we're also going to be talking to Diana Escalera, Joe McKnight, Maxine Paul, and Matthew McPherson. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Okay, well, Bill, real briefly, why don't you tell our audience about your experience as a provider? I believe you were a CRT provider originally, and that's a complex market to serve.
Thank you, David. Correct. My wife, Maxine, and I founded and built a regional CRT business that serviced thousands of mobility patients in multiple states located throughout the Southwest U.S.
Okay, but you had some technology acumen and started developing solutions for this business. How did that come about? What were the challenges that drove you to develop these tools?
So my career has been very diverse, and it includes several industries, including aerospace, education, including the CRT provider side of the business. Mm-hmm. What that has allowed me to do is get a very diverse a view of all the way businesses function. And some of the key elements of this that are uniform to all businesses is the fact that you first have to have an engineering mind to understand how things work. Then you have to have a process mind to know how things are put together and proceed through a process to completion. You want to have good and solid quality control factors built into the system. Mm-hmm. And with that, then at the end of the system, you're able to use all of that knowledge to build this technology that we've built for the CRT and HME business.
So, and as a CRT provider, what were some of the challenges that you guys were facing that necessitated you, sort of developing some of these tools?
Well, in the beginning, we were trying to find tools that we could use to manage our business. We had seven locations, and within the seven locations, we were in multiple states. And with that, all the different states had different rules, all the different payers had different rules. And in order for us to manage that process of the order flow and workflow, we had to find a way to observe it and make sure that our staff and employees were able to meet all the requirements of those payers and those state requirements. It was through technology that we were able to achieve that. We were able to come up with some high quality workflows that allowed it to be customized to each and every different kind of scenario, whether it be a group two standard consumer chair or a complex rehab multi-power chair, and whether it be for Blue Cross or whether it be for Medicare. We had to have the way to make each of those workflows meet all the requirements of those different scenarios.
Man, and boy, CRT, talk about a service and a product category with just so many variables. So you started building these tools. What kind of results were you getting?
Well, we were able to get some very significant increases in our business. We were able to increase our revenues significantly without adding any staff or very, very few staff. And over the years, over about 5 years of having that technology, we were able to grow our business about 400%.
Whoa, that's pretty impressive. So all through just really understanding the processes, the workflows, the variables, and trying to find or trying to develop systems that really streamline all this.
Yes, and one of the key components of this was not wanting to pay back money. As a CRT provider, you're actually spending a whole lot of money before you get to bill anything out. And so we didn't want to have any take backs from the payers. And as a result, our systems were able to be tight enough that we never did have any significant takebacks from any payer.
Gotcha. Okay. So you have these tools, you decide to roll them out. You know, you say, okay, these things have done great for my business. I think it's time to roll this out as a business unto itself. What drove that?
Well, whenever we had our provider business, we found that several of the national companies were very interested in acquiring it. So ultimately we did exit, but we kept our software. And in keeping the software, we felt that we were able to help a lot more providers, help a lot more patients with quality and timely delivery of the equipment. And therefore, rather than just helping a few thousand patients a year with our systems built into the software, we were able to help tens of thousands of patients a year. And so we've been able to have many, many providers adopt our software and do what we did with their own provider business.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really clever. And it's also kind of neat because it's sort of paying it forward in a way. You know, you're taking these lessons learned and sharing them. Okay. So now we've covered this on the HMEB site, but there's kind of four key products under the provider support ecosystem of Atlas Technology Group. You know, what are those four products under that umbrella?
Well, to begin, the core of all of our products started with our Atlas Enterprise software. With the Atlas Enterprise software, we had all of the components to operate a provider business from end to end, A to Z, however you want to phrase it. But we found that in the process, not everybody wanted the entire software. Some people were 20 years into using a different software, but they saw some key components within the Atlas software that they really found useful and could be beneficial to their business and their patients. The first of those was the Atlas clinical evaluation software. Uh-huh. We refer to it as ACES. And ACES was developed for two reasons. One is that we use it whenever we do our clinical evaluations for our other division called telehealth clinical evals. And telehealth clinical evals is the foundation for the telemedicine evaluation for mobility and HME DME equipment. We have face-to-face, we have PT, and we have the ability to get these reports done correctly and in a timely way. And then lastly, we have our business services unit called Atlas Fios. And Atlas Fios's primary objective is to put the ability to make a profitable service and repair business, or we define it really as a client retention business. So the client retention business allows the provider to service the patients, keep the relationship, and then as new equipment or repairs and services needed, they are able to maintain that relationship and the patients come back to them.
Okay, so let's go deeper into each of those four, and I'll kind of take this on a business or service by service sort of approach. So the first I want to talk about is Atlas Clinical Eval software. And Joe McKnight is going to answer some questions here. Joe leads client education for Atlas, and he's an ATP and SMS who's been doing clinical education in the industry for many years. Joe, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, Joe, let's dive in. Can you tell me and the audience a bit more about Atlas Clinical Eval Software, or AKA ACES?
Sure. It's a privilege. So ACES, as Bill described, was derived as the clinical component out of the Atlas software. It's a dynamic evaluation software platform that allows the provider to interact with the therapist to complete the evaluation and letter of medical necessity, but it does it in a way that no other system has provided before. So with this avenue, the clinical information, which is, as we all know, is so necessary, can be expressed and utilized as it was originally intended back when we came to this conclusion with Medicare that you needed a therapy eval and you also needed the ATP eval. And it can be expressed in a format in conjunction with the ATP's view so that it best serves the functional needs of the patient. So the software helps structure that evaluation so that each participant reviews the required information and gets the document uniquely to the patient or for the patient. And the equipment selections are then developed to consider trial where necessary and rule out any choices that would not work for the patient and illustrates those consideration for the patient's best functional needs. And then it helps the practitioner develop a really good, finished, detailed, accurate letter of medical necessity. And it does it very, very efficiently. So on the supplier side, this allows the supplier to have a very accurate piece of documentation. It's developed very specifically for the needs of the patient. It gets tailored to speak to the equipment and its relationship to the patient's needs and the requirements to the environment in which the equipment will be used. And it respects the payer's guidelines. As Bill pointed out, in their supplier business, and I've had the privilege of working in this industry for many years, we know that different payers have a lot of different requirements in many different states so that the claim adjudication can be completed. So it has been so effective that we now have suppliers that specifically request this platform because it's really helped them build business relationships with their relationship with therapists and the institutions that those therapists work with. So it's particularly good for the patients with more complex diagnosis or, for example, those scenarios where a therapist might not have as much experience with complex assistive technologies. The software helps guide them through the critical and clinical thought processes as Bill talks about those workflows and adjusting them correctly. It helps them review the necessary details that are associated with the diagnosis of the patient. And again, that unique understanding of the patient's clinical needs and then can be met with a good understanding of the assistive technologies for the ATP, where our strengths are in order to complement what the therapist is doing and any of the clinical team that's also working with that patient as that develops over time. So ACES is also an evolving technology. The way that this has been developed, we realize that it's compatible with, as Bill pointed out, telehealth services. So we've got a lot of patients now that are utilizing telehealth services. It is not something that is ever going to go away now. This is really something that patients appreciate. So now they can work remotely where necessary, independently, and they can work simultaneously with the family to offer enhanced care in today's really complex healthcare environment. ACES allows the supplier to enhance the patient care, reduce documentation burdens. We can improve document accuracy and strengthen those relationships with therapists and other professionals. We can reduce that overall evaluation delivery times, that E to D that we talk about all the time, evaluation to delivery that everybody's looking for, and time is money. And as Bill pointed out, we want to retain that money in the company. So because that documentation is accurate and it's strong, we know that we're going to keep it. I think it's a tremendous tool for any rehab provider.
Okay, so telehealth, that's a great segue into the next section, which of course is telehealth clinical evals. And back on episode 75, we actually talked to Dr. Scott Martin, the medical director for telehealth clinical evals, and Maxine Paul, the vice president of operations for telehealth clinical evals, about this in depth. Let's get a real kind of quick overview. And we've got Maxine on the line to do that. Maxine, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you, David. How about yourself?
I can't complain. So tell us a little bit more about telehealth clinical evals.
Well, telehealth clinical evals was evolved as a result of the pandemic, and we have evolved since then. We have a staff that's fully knowledgeable of CRT regulations and coding. We have trained our physicians and therapists to understand just about everything they can about the equipment and those regulations to help these patients. I think the greatest benefit that has come out of this is that the patients are being seen in the home, in their home environment, with the doctor, with the ATP, with the therapist. We're able to just see how they get along, how they live, their care providers. It's just been a game changer for this industry. So I think it's going to be here for a while. I think these patients are going to be able to get their equipment a lot faster and have the right equipment.
There you go. Yeah. And you really said something there about being able to meet patients on their own terms in their own environment. I seem to recall that you guys were both, both you and Dr. Martin were talking about how you can actually see the patient environment, and that can help you, you know, realize that other solutions might be needed just based on being able to observe their situation.
Absolutely. And I think the doctors are looking at the patient and just, you know, the empathy that they see and how they live and how they get around. I think it really gives them a better understanding than seeing them in a clinic setting. They see the struggles. They see the what can help them. You know, they ask if they need additional beds and shower chairs. And, you know, they're checking on all the other equipment as well.
And you know, probably figuring out, you know, ways to better address, you know, other, you know, comorbidities and all that stuff. Fascinating. Okay. So now on the other side, we've got Atlas Fios, which is geared to help HME and CRT businesses run profitable service and repair businesses, which is really surprising to me and one I want to learn more. And also sets up a way to properly train techs. And here to talk about that is Matt McPherson. Matt is the co-CEO of Atlas Fios. Matt, why don't you tell us a bit more about how we can turn, you know, service and repair into something that's not only profitable, but as Bill mentioned earlier, something that's a client retention tool, which is phenomenal considering, you know, that old maxim that it costs 10 times as much to get a new client as it does to retain one.
Yes, thank you for the time today to talk about Atlas Fios and what we are aiming to do with providers and the service departments. And over the last 20 some odd years in the industry, one thing that I've noticed is just how vital a service department is to the growth and livelihood of a business. And with Atlas Fios, we look at coming in and coaching and aiding in the development of good process when it comes to service and running a service department, but also looking at all of the areas that can improve a service department, whether that's the skills of the technicians, the process as far as how they're completing the repairs, but also looking at how do we retain those customers. So when we have a customer that's getting their equipment serviced, we want to make sure that we're doing the best we can for that individual. Not just for them to be able to continue and go along with their mobility needs, but also to ensure that we're keeping that customer as a business. And we also want to look at how do we grow our business. So as we're growing into different kinds of marketplaces, especially companies that are trying to get into rehab, it's a very big undertaking. So we look at coming alongside the employers and also the employees on how to manage going from that shift into rehab, and how to take those customers that are very complex and make sure that we're giving them the best service possible. As you know, when we're dealing with people with complex needs, this equipment is like their legs. We can't just take them away and, you know, come back in 3 months and then provide them a different piece of equipment for 3 months. They really need that equipment. So timely service is really important. And we want to make sure that we're giving them the appropriate skills and training to make sure that their employees are, you know, adequately servicing that equipment. But then also looking at the business side, how do we improve revenue, make sure that there's profit in service, which a lot of people don't think that there is, but there actually is profit in service.
Amazing.
So those are really the big things for Atlas Fios. We do have a number of individuals that work with us, and we work alongside Atlas customers as well as non-Atlas customers. And we think that this is a great opportunity for any business that's looking at either growing their DME company or starting rehab or starting a DME totally.
And it's important to note that Atlas Fios is not just limited to CRT. This is also DME. This could be other items as well, like beds or whatever.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, Matt, thanks. Okay, and HME and CRT together, of course, that kind of moves into the last component here, which is Atlas Enterprise Software, which is the full comprehensive HME CRT business management software. And on the podcast, we've got Diana Escalera. She's the Chief Innovation Officer for Atlas Technology Group. Diana, if you kind of had to outline the key kind of purpose and advantages of Atlas Enterprise Software, what would they be?
Thank you, David. As you said, Atlas Enterprise Software is a comprehensive solution. So I really could go on for much longer than the time that I have here. So yeah, we'll focus on the highlights. First highlight is simply the user-friendly functionality of Atlas. Atlas is a workflow task-based system. It guides the provider step-by-step through the entire process, from intake all the way through delivery, billing, and collections. As each new task is reached within that process, Atlas automatically assigns it to the person who should be working that particular task. Also, within each of the tasks, there are validations that must be confirmed in order to be able to move forward. This structure makes it very clear to everyone what is required to get specific equipment approved based on different payer requirements. Providers have given us feedback as well that the functionality of Atlas really serves as a training tool for their new staff. This greatly improves the time it takes for a new employee to be productive within that organization. One of the gems of Atlas is the coding and pricing functionality. In the CRT world especially, coding is very highly complex. Yeah. Atlas is built to apply those HCPCS codes and pricing modifiers automatically for the provider. This saves significant time and helps to avoid coding errors. As an added benefit, the team at Atlas manages the Medicare rules for the provider. Those rules, again, are highly complex. So Atlas itself is looking at the base of the equipment along with the patient's address and then applies the correct pricing modifiers and the correct fee schedule based on that information. Another diamond is that collaborative mobility evaluation. So it is that same evaluation that you find in ACEs. So within Atlas as well, there is a clinician portal. The portal allows for a therapist to log into Atlas and complete their comprehensive evaluation while creating a letter of medical necessity that does include those line item justifications. The evaluation itself was created with input from providers along with therapists, and that creates a final report that meets and even exceeds payer guidelines, and that helps the approval happen the first time. So ultimately, that patient is receiving their needed equipment as soon as possible. I'm just touching on some of the other benefits you can find in Atlas. There's an extensive list of live reports. So the comprehensive reporting in Atlas provides a great tool for KPIs to the providers. We also have an ever-expanding customer resource management system, or CRM, and referral acquisition management, or what we refer to as RAM. Atlas also includes inventory management and effective AR management. So really, the bottom line is Atlas providers have reported to us that they have increased their revenues without increasing their staff. They have lower E2D, that ever-important eval to delivery timeframe, and increased collections. So what this really does with all of these benefits is allow the providers to more effectively help their patients who really badly need equipment.
There you go. And you guys also released a new offline app recently, correct?
We sure did. So if the ATP or tech is out in the field and they don't have access to the internet, they do still have Atlas, or access to Atlas, so that they are able to complete those tasks and still remain efficient.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody, this is fascinating stuff. I love this story of, you know, a provider-grown solution turning into kind of multiple offerings here under a main umbrella. It's for other providers, and not just CRT, but HME as well. It's neat stuff. If people in the audience want to find out more, Bill, where should they go?
Thank you, David. I think this has been a wonderful podcast. I really enjoy hearing from all of the key components of the Atlas members. They are what make us successful. You can reach us at atlastechnologyllc.com or you can email me directly at bpaul@atlas-vue.com.
Okay. All right. Bill, Diana, Joe, Maxine, and Matt, I you guys win for most number of people on a podcast. and I really appreciate you all for being here and providing all these answers and sharing all this info. This has been interesting stuff.
Thanks again for having us.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Well, thanks again to Bill of Atlas Technology Group and Diana and Joe and Maxine and Matt for being on the podcast. Again, if you want to find out more, the two addresses that Bill gave were their web address. That's www.atlastechnologyllc.com. And then also you can email Bill and his direct address is bpaul@atlas-vue.com. Okay, before I sign off, if you like today's episode, please take a quick second to rate and review the episode. And if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out the hme-business.com website and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the magazine there as well. You can get that as both print or a digital flipbook. I personally love the digital flipbook. You can take it with you everywhere. It is so handy. That's hme-business.com. And then also, I want to mention our sister magazine. That's Mobility Management. And you can check them out at mobilitymgmt.com. We'll have some CRT stakeholders in the audience, and you guys should definitely be following that website as well as their e-newsletter. That's e-mobility. Okay. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on all the services, and I'm Post-Acute News on Twitter, and you can also find me on LinkedIn under my name. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me by email. I'm at D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin at 1105 Media. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics, such as technology solutions that help providers run more efficient businesses. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.